Welcome to the first PAC football report of the 2011 season, covering games on September 3. I'm Joe Onderko. This week, we will take a quick look back at the 2010 football season in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the opening weekend of the regular season. PAC champion Thomas More captured its third straight league title in 2010, as the Saints posted a perfect 10-0 regular season record. The Saints rolled past Washington and Lee 42-14 in an NCAA first-round game before falling in the second round at Mary Hardin Baylor in Texas. PAC runner-up Washington and Jefferson also made the postseason, as the Presidents captured the ECAC Division III Southwest Bowl over Franklin and Marshall. Entering 2011, the Saints are once again the pick for the top spot in the PAC preseason poll, while both Thomas More and W&J are ranked in preseason top 25 national polls. Eight PAC teams open the 2011 season with non-conference action this weekend, although just two are playing at home. Thomas More is off Saturday and will open the season on September 10th. For the first time in 2011, Geneva will be eligible for the PAC football title, as the school was approved for NCAA Division III active status this summer. The Golden Tornadoes will battle Frostburg State at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls at 7 p.m. for community night, as fans get free admission to see the GTs open the campaign. Veteran head coach Gino DeMarco says that the end of NCAA provisional status has campus interest in the upcoming season at an all-time high.
I think it's very, very exciting. I'm happy for the conference. I think it's an excellent conference. I'm impressed with the professionalism. And also, I think the location. I just think this conference can do a whole lot for trying to keep athletes, student-athletes, in all sports in Pennsylvania.
Also at home Saturday is Westminster, as the Titans will host Hiram at Bury Stadium in New Wilmington at 7 p.m. Westminster opened the 2010 season with a 23-6 win over the Terriers at Hiram. It will be just the second night home game in the Titans' storied history, following up on last year's 35-0 shutout victory over PAC foe Teal in front of a standing-room-only crowd under the lights. Head coach Jeff Hand expects another big crowd for the Titan debut this weekend.
We're looking forward to similar success. We realize that it's not the first, but we're looking forward to the success and everybody getting behind it and supporting it, because it is a unique thing.
Two games involve PAC squads taking on former conference members. Bethany opens its season at Allegheny with a 7 p.m. kickoff, as the Bison look to build on last year's 5-5 campaign, which was Bethany's first 500 season since 2001. In addition, Grove City travels to Pittsburgh for a 1 p.m. kickoff against Carnegie Mellon at Gesling Stadium, continuing a series which began in 1908. Last year, despite Grove City outgaining the Tartans 443-260, CMU emerged with a 28-21 victory over the Wolverines at Thorne Field. Grove City head coach Chris Smith talks about the Carnegie Mellon program.
It's a quality opponent and an opponent we have a great deal of respect for. And in many ways, there are a lot of similarities between the two programs. It's been a good series over the years. Two schools that are both very committed to Division III.
All four remaining PAC teams open with road contests. St. Vincent is at Bridgewater for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Last year, the Eagles edged the Bearcats 19-14 en route to an 8-2 campaign. Washington and Jefferson heads to face Juniata, which is looking to rebound from an 0-10 season a year ago. The two programs last met in 1989, when W&J posted a 20-0 shutout victory. Waynesburg heads to Virginia to take on Christopher Newport at 1 p.m. in Newport News, which is still recovering from landfall by Hurricane Irene earlier this week. It is the first meeting between the two schools and will be a challenging opener for the Yellow Jackets, as CNU has made the NCAA D3 playoffs in 7 of the past 10 years. Finally, Teal looks for a fresh start in 2011 when the Tomcats head to Marietta for a 7 p.m. kickoff. The Tomcats look to rebound from last year's 0-10 campaign, including a 27-7 loss to the Pioneers in the 2010 Lidlifter. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.